Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You know, I want to share something with you. This is not part of the teaching, but it's a revelation God gave me. I want to share with you because I believe if I share this and you get a hold of it, you're going to see more results in your prayer time. Amen. In Revelations chapter 4:1, it says that there's a rainbow around the throne of God. Right? And we know that God says when he shows the rainbow in the sky, he says he promises never again to flood the earth. I believe that's one of the promises. The other day, I was driving to work and I seen two rainbows. And I just started acknowledging God, praising him and thanking him for allowing me to see it. And he said to me, he goes, when you see, and he's speaking to all of us here and those on live stream, when you see my rainbow, you're at my throne. Ask what you want, and I will give it. And so ever since I've been seeing the rainbow in the last couple of weeks, we've been having rain, right? I've been praying, not just for our personal needs, but for family, for cities, for nations. And I see my, and I want to encourage you to say, I've seen myself kneeling at his throne, asking him this. But it was already a yes. It's just he wanted to know what I wanted. And so I would encourage you, next time you see a rainbow, start praying. And you can pray till it disappears or whenever. I pray till it disappears. But then another one shows up and I keep praying. God goes, how much you want? That happened this morning. I prayed until it left, right? And I said, praise the Lord. And then the next thing, another one came up and he said, well, how much do you want? And so I started praying again. But as I started praying, I started acknowledging who he was. And I see myself at his throne. And I was acknowledging he's the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He always makes a way. I started acknowledging him. So I would encourage you, saints, now you know a revelation from God. And God talks about it. In his word, I believe it's in Deuteronomy 12:1. He says that all revelation belongs to God. I believe it's 12:12. All revelation belongs to God. All mysteries belong to God. We hear on the news all these wars and rumors of wars, and we hear, you know, violence and all these things. We're thinking, man, what's going on here? And we start focusing on that. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're looking at individuals differently the way we shouldn't look at them. And we're all brothers and sisters if we serve God or not. God created all of us the same, right? We're all human beings, right? And so you know this and I know this, but sometimes we get a little detoured in our thinking and then we start acting the way we're thinking. But God says, I want them to know right now that I am well able and that, as God says, it shall be done. And so this is what God says. He goes, I need my people to know that we need to know that God wants to do it. Amen. But Lord, you don't understand my circumstance at work. I know, but I'm willing to do it. And we're going to see in scriptures how Jesus said to the people, I'm willing. Your faith has set you free. Amen. It's the power of the word that's made a way. That's why it's very important, saints, in these last days, no matter what we hear or see that is contrary to the word of God. Now, in here, God already tells us they're going to talk like that. You're going to see those things. He said that already. But he says, but do not be troubled. He said, and then Jesus says, because I overcame it. Now, how did Jesus overcome everything? By the word, by speaking the word, right? And we've seen it come to pass, right? And so we see these things are going to happen, saints. Even families are going to turn against families. The love of for others are going to grow cold. Well, what do? We grow cold with them? Do we turn our back on families? No, we start speaking the word. You and your household shall be safe. We start speaking the word, that spirit of violence and argument and that spirit of oppression, depression, in the name of Jesus, get out. And then we release over the world, over the nations, over your city, over your neighborhood. You release the word of God. Send the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is the power of God. So God says, Jesus says, I got to go so the Holy Spirit can come because he can cover more area than I could because Jesus was in the flesh, right? I mean, he can walk through the door and everything, but he was in the flesh. And so, here comes the Holy Spirit. He can be in Japan right now as we're praying. He can be in Japan and answer a prayer. And so what he's saying is let the Holy Spirit come in and speak through you. See, he doesn't do the work. He assists us in doing the work. He is the power of God. And so if you want to see the power of God manifested, when we see these things that we know are contrary to what God says, we are to speak up. You can't say, well, I got to call my pastor and tell them that I heard this on TV that he should pray. God says, no, I revealed it to you because it's your assignment and I have given you the words to pray. See, sometimes we don't see ourselves like God sees us. But if you keep speaking the word, it will bring back focus. God told me that one time. He says, you know, the word keeps us in focus on Jesus. And so I encourage you, keep reading the word. But today, saints, every scripture I've given to you is not a new scripture. It's something you know. But I believe God wants to reboot us and remind us. So when we're leaving this place and when we come up to prayer, we can know it's already done. My family's saved. What the doctor said is not going to come to pass. My job? No way. I'm going to pray that my company prosper. Oh, my sons and daughters, that they may not be serving God now, but God says they will. So I'm just going to wait and see what God does because I know he's going to do it. But I'm going to keep speaking the word that they serve God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind. Amen. I'm not going to say, well, how come he's not serving God? You should serve God. Let's go to church. Don't say none of that. Just start praying. How do you think you made it? Nobody told, I mean, there are some people that, you know, don't drink, don't do that, you know. But there was somebody who God sent with the love of God. And it just melted everything away. Because God says that it's the love of God that draws men to repentance. You want to start seeing results, saints? Show somebody love that doesn't deserve it. Oh, yeah, brother, well, you don't understand. They're always partying. They're always drunk. So what? Show them some love. And you'll see, because God honors his word. You may be speaking it, but God honors it. And if your motivation is truly love, God will do it. Because it talks about it in 1 Corinthians 13. He goes, you could have faith to move mountains. You could know all prophecy. You could give your body to be burned. You could give all the way your money. He goes, and then he goes, but if your motivation is not love, because he goes, love is the greatest thing. Why? Because if love is not our motivation, no prayers are going to work. Because love needs to be the foundation of our prayers. Not, I have to pray for this person, or I better pray for this person. No, I want to pray for this person. I want to see them set free. I don't want anybody in bondage. Just because they don't serve God, you think God wants them that way? God says, I left you on this earth so that you can pray for the homeless and that they'll get set free from whatever it is. I'm praying for you so that you can pray for your next door neighbor family that you know they're not living right. Let the light shine, God is saying. We have within us, saints, the ability. Genesis even saying it today. In us is the authority. You know what authority is? It's not authority yelling. It's authority knowing. Jesus has authorized me to use his name. And it's the name, what? Above every name. That when you speak it, what? Everything has to bow. And he tells Jeremiah that he's going to use Jeremiah to crush, to uproot, to beat down everything that is not of God. And then he goes, and then I'm going to have you plant and build up. Come on. When we're crushing, are we building up too? And so, saints, where this is coming from, I don't know. But God wants you to know this right now. So it's in you is the ability to change the atmosphere. Amen. Come on, let's start. 2014, let's make that decision. No matter how we feel, even if that person yells at us after we tell him God loves him, keep saying it. Because you know if he yells at you, then you're doing good because the enemy don't want to hear that. Then in your time of prayer, lift him up because you already planted the seed. He already heard the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. It shall be done. Isaiah 65:24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear, God is saying. So saints, it's already in you. God is saying, you just got to release it. But does he know what I'm going to say? He just said it. Before they speak, I'm going to know it. And while he says, and he goes, and I will answer why they are still speaking. While you're still praying, when that rainbow is there, he's going to be answering. You know why? Two reasons why. Because God wants to. Come on, how many, I don't know about you, but when our kids were growing up, their birthdays might have been on Saturday. I wanted to bless them on Friday. I couldn't wait. And so God says, I want to give it to you now, but somebody has to speak it because this is what happens when you speak it. Saints, you come in agreement with God. He will not violate your will. He will not make you do something. But when you say, Lord, I want that in my life, I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm going to believe for this. God says, oh, that's good. I'm with you too. That's his will, that none should perish. That's his will, that all should be healed. That's his will, that none should lack anything. And so God says, while you're praying, I'm already answering it. And then you can even go back after you pray that and say, God, I thank you that it's already answered, because that's what your word says. While I'm speaking, you already answered it. Isaiah 58:9, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. Come on, sometimes we cry out, and I'm not crying out screaming. I'm just crying. Sometimes we cry out when we're in bed and we just don't understand what things are happening. We're crying out to God, a silent crier. God says, I'm here. I'm right here. Just keep speaking. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So in other words, it's going to come to pass. So saints, these, I know that you know these scriptures. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if I did, everybody raise their hand because you know these scriptures. So what is God trying to say? He goes, I want to start reminding you again of who I am, what I'll do, so that when a situation comes, you won't just sit there and say, I guess that's what the doctor said. You'll say, nope. I may not tell that in front of the doctors because they don't understand, but once I get back in my car, I'm going to start saying what you said, God. I shall live and not die. That I have divine health all the days of my life, that I am wonderfully made, because your word says it in Psalms 139. Come on, saints. Authority is in you. God is willing and God is able. Matthew 11:26, Jesus said, come to me, all who are who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Heavy laden means those who are worried and those who have difficulty. Now, we don't have to have a show of hands, but sometimes things are a little difficult. And sometimes we worry about certain things. But Jesus said, just come to me. And then he doesn't always just say, come to me. He goes, when you come to me, this is what I'll do. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Not like the world gives you rest, but the rest to where you say, he can do it. He is well able to do it. In 2024, we will trust in our God in a greater way. Our trust in him will be increased. God does the increase. We just need to be willing to receive it. Amen? He does it because that's what his word says. He goes, I'll increase, you decrease. And so God's saying, let me increase. And then when I increase, that which is bothering you will be removed. It'll be out of the way, because light and darkness can't be in the same place. God says, I will remove it. Will you receive God's increase of more of him in your life? Will you, saints? Will you receive more of God's increase in your life? Some of us, we say, well, I'm good where I'm at, God. Then that's good. But I want more. The more I get, the happier I am. That's just how we're supposed to be. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. When God increases, fear decreases. Worry decreases. Pain goes, healing comes. When God increases, restoration manifests. Bodies are restored. Mind is at peace. Families are delivered and change comes. I don't know about you, but I thank God for what he's given, but I know he has a whole lot more. And I want to see God change in my life. I want him to do more things in my life. I want God to use me more. And many times I pray, I say, God, I know who I am, but let me see you like you see me. And so when we allow God to use us, he'll use us, saints. Mark 1:41 says, then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hands, touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. He's speaking to a man of leprosy. A man of leprosy came up to him and said, Jesus, are you willing? In other words, Jesus, can you do this? And Jesus goes, yeah, I can do this. And I'm not only can I do it, I'm willing to do it. It shall be done. It shall be done. And so that word to be cleansed, it means to receive. It means to clean out. And it means to stop. God is doing some cleansing right now. He's stopping the works of the enemy from coming into your life. He's cleaning out that stuff in our soul that was there for years and years, that the things that happen in our lives and stuff, and we don't know how to get it out. And every so often, you know, we think about it and we wonder about it. And God says, I'm cleaning that stuff out. And then he goes, all I'm asking to you today is to receive. To receive that I am willing to do this in your life. To receive that it's yes and amen. But Lord, you don't know. I haven't given my tithes for months. I haven't read the Bible for years. And you know, I don't even pray that much. And God says, it's all right. If you let me work through you, increase in you, you're going to start. As much as I love to read, worship God, and just be a light, I want to do more. And so don't think just because you're not doing nothing from God that God will not bless your life. He will. He's just asking, are you willing? Because he says he lets it rain on the just and the unjust. See? He loves everybody. That rain is not just a physical rain. He's talking about he blesses the ungodly too because he loves them. But you know the greatest victory we have as children of God is we have an assurance that we're going to heaven. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. We have joy, peace, and hope that we don't have to work for. That's our benefits in serving God. And so God says, I'm about to increase in 2024. And so God wants you to know this. God wants you to know that 2024 is 2024. God is declaring stop to that sickness, to that disease, to that torment, and to that fear. 2024 will become a time of reconciliation. God loves you and he wants you, saints. He has a plan for you and it's a good plan. Promises and blessings waiting for you. Did you know that there's promises and blessings waiting for you that are just for you? That's how mindful God is. You're thinking, how can God, in all these years from time created, all the people, the billions of people, and the ones that are about to manifest, how can God just have a specific blessing just for me and nobody else? That's my God. Because he says that he thinks about us every day. And did you know that he says more than the sands of the earth, he thinks about us. Imagine going to a beach and picking up some sand. Try to count that. There is no way you can count that. God says, I think about you like that all the time. So I am willing, God is saying, I want to do it. All you have to do is ask him and believe that he says he's going to do it. And if you may not see the results right away, just stay in this. Keep saying this. Remember he says, heaven and earth will pass away. Time's going to pass away. Your feelings, whatever, your emotions. He goes, but not my word. My word will keep you focused. And then you can even remind God of his word. Sometimes when God has me pray for individuals, when they come up, I said, Jesus, I'm going to do what you said to do. You said to anoint with oil. You said to lay hands. And you said they will recover. They will be healed. So I'm only doing what you said, Jesus. We can remind them of what he said. And he can say, that's right. That person knows my word. That's the God we serve, saints. And so 2004 will become a time of reconciliation. God has a plan for us, a good plan, promises and blessings waiting for you. Saints of God, just be willing to receive from your Father in heaven. For John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and what it shall be done for you. Not, hey, let me see if I can get that done for you, God says. Let me see. No, you know why? Because God is already ahead of his word. He already spoke it. So it's already done. We just have to bring it alive here on earth. I heard my wife, Mary, Pastor Mary, one time, she said, you know, we're God's ambassadors on this earth. We're his mouthpiece. So we speak what God says to speak. So if it's already done in heaven and we want it done in earth, we got to speak it. And what, listen, saints, what you speak, you will have. How many of us know that scripture? You shall have whatever you say, right? And so we're, yeah, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. And then all of a sudden, next day, you start saying negative words. And God said, wait a minute, then you'll get that too. That's why we got to always speak life. And saints, you don't stand in agreement just because somebody says something and it's a fact. Right? I'll give you an example. My whole working career, I've worked outside in the rain and everything. And I thank God one time I'm not going to have to. But I've been out there for years. And I hear people say, oh, it's so cold and rainy out here. And it's supposed to be more storms. And I hear that. And then I tell them, easy money, beautiful day. And they go, oh, okay. I'm not going to say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's bad storms. And I say, Lord, shut those rains off. Let those rains cease. What I'm sharing, saints, is you don't have to debate with them, but say live. I'm going to speak live. There's sunshine always in here. The money I make, it's easy money. I'm like, oh, it's so hard. I got to work overtime. And God said, why are you complaining? One time God told me he was going to give me and my wife the wealth, the ability to get, the word of God says that. I would give you the ability to get wealth, right? You know, God says that. And one time I was working a lot of overtime. I said, Lord, I didn't know you meant this way. I thought you were just going to bless us or something. He goes, I give you the strength to get wealth. You know, and so God has so many ways of doing things. But we always have to have that joy. We always have to speak his word. We don't line up with what the world says. And when we're in it, when we're in the physical rain, when we're in the physical cold, then if you don't got nothing to say, you can't find anything to say, just bundle up and keep walking. I say, oh my goodness, look at that. I hope nobody gets in an accident. Well, then pray they don't. You know, all the time I'm praying when I'm out there and I see the freeway and sometimes it's a little slow or something. I just keep praying, Lord, let there be no delays. Let the drivers be alert and cautious. Let the vehicles run in excellent condition. And any distractions that would try to come against them, the Lord rebuke that in Jesus' name. Keep them safe. Get them home safe. Come on. I mean, if you start speaking like that, guaranteed God will give you a lot more. A lot more, saints. Matthew 9:29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Matthew 18:19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them. There it is. It will be done for them. By who? By my Father in heaven. And so he says, well, two of you agree. You say, well, I don't have nobody agree with me. Jesus is there. That's two right there. So what I'm sharing with you, saints, is something we already know. Jesus says it will be done for them. Matthew 15:28. Remember this one? It's the woman with the daughter who was possessed. And then she tells him, come over and heal my daughter. And then Jesus answered her. And listen to this. And this is what, in this scripture, John 15:28. Then Jesus answered. And God wants you to know that right now, saints, in your prayers. Jesus answered. Not maybe, not we'll see. He answered. He answered. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he answered. That's the difference between the gods of this world and our God. I sought, that's scriptural in Psalms. I sought the Lord, he heard me and he answered. There's a song like that too. But God wants you to know, saints, already, then Jesus answered. You can even point to that and say, Jesus, I know you're going to answer me because your word says you answered. And he answers yes and amen to all of us. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire. Saints, God is willing and we need to know that he wants to do it. Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done. Matthew 8:3, talking about the man with leprosy. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And so he says, then Jesus put out his hands. Here at Genesis, if you've never been here before, we pray for people. We get oil, we anoint ourselves, and we lay hands upon them. It's not us doing it. Our hands are an extension of Jesus's hands. But Jesus just said it right here. If you ever need a scripture to say, well, should they be anointing me and praying over me? He said, then Jesus put out his hand and touched him. And what happened? The power of God came upon him and set him free. And so I want to encourage you, when you come up, expect it. Not because of man, but because who is authorizing it. Jesus has given us, all of us, authorization to use his name because the great I am dwells within us. He says, if you will speak it, I will do it. And so when you come up and you get anointed, whatever God speaks into your life, receive it because God's going to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. And it shall come to pass in these last days, says God, we know this very well, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That's already here. That is already here, saints. That I will pour out my spirit on, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, body, mind, and soul. Everything, saints. Bodies being restored, minds being at peace, souls being healed from trauma, abuse, insecurity, lack of confidence, anxiety, worry. We need to know that God wants to heal us. No matter what it is, no matter how far back it is, if we can remember it, God wants to do it. He wants to release us from all the things that are not of him. And saints, this is what I believe God is going to do this day. If you are willing to receive it, are you willing, saints? Are you willing? These next scriptures that I'm about to bring up, I believe this is what God wants us to know, to stand on, to believe him for, that no matter what it looks like in the natural, he's going to do it because he's the only one. Amen. And it's in John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Verse 17. Sanctify them by your word. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And so I believe God wants us to know that he gives us eternal life and that he is the only God. He is the great I am. He was there from the beginning. He'll be there at the end. And in between, he wants to use us to be a light to this world. He wants to restore our lives. He wants us to be a light. You know, sometimes we're hurt more than the world. But God says, I want my light to shine through you. And I believe today God is saying to you, no matter what the situation is in your life, I am well able. I am willing. It shall be done. Just receive it. Just believe it. And that's what they did in Scripture. We've seen them. That's what they did in Scripture. And they went away healed. Some immediately, some as they went. But God's word will never return empty or void. And so praise the Lord for that, saints. And for my brothers and sisters on live stream, I want to release the blessing of God upon you, the prosperity of God upon you. This word that God brought forth today, it shall be done. I declare it so over your life, that God is willing. He is well able. I care not what the circumstances looks like. I don't care if you even think, Lord, am I making the right decision? Whatever decision you make, God says he's going to honor it and he's going to bless it. God says, whatever you put your hands to, you will prosper and succeed. And so I release the word of God over my brothers and sisters on live stream, that whatever they put their hands to, they will prosper and succeed, that the blessings of Abraham will overtake you, the command blessing of Abraham be upon you, and that whatever you do, you will increase and multiply for the glory of God. That 2024 will be a time where you draw closer to God and that you will see signs and wonders and miracles in your own personal life. I release that in the name of Jesus over your life. And all God's people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Be blessed and highly favored in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, to God be all the glory.